heady mix tonight. Gorgeous things that drift and shift and that'll lift your head and your spirits.
Late Junction.
There's just something beautifully laid back about that bit of velvet saxophone playing. Just makes me want to put my feet up and go where my mind takes me.
Tune in to BBC Radio 3 on weeknights from 11 or listen anytime on BBC Sounds.
You're tuned to BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and here's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Easing you in gently with sunny sounds from Tigana Santana from Salvador de Bahia in northeastern Brazil. He's a musician who likes to reconnect Brazilian music with its roots in Congo and Angola.
Yeah, yeah, yo. Cacala, yembula, mas a mambula, mudiana.
Tigana Santana from his new album Vida Codigo. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, speaking to you from my house in deepest, darkest Northumberland. But I've got plenty of music to brighten things up from Hungary, Sweden, Scotland, Mali and more. We'll be hearing a selection of classic tracks featuring the late Tony Allen, the supremely talented Nigerian drummer and bandleader who, with Fela Kuti, pioneered the Afrobeat sound, merging West African sounds with American jazz and funk, creating a shimmering polyrhythmic West African music that became an influence around the globe. Lots of that coming up over the next hour, but first let's hear some prodigious Balkan trumpet playing from the funky tiger of Macedonia, otherwise known as Jambo Agusevi. Here he is with his orchestra, setting the brass band traditions of the Balkans alight with his ferocious new album, Brasses for the Masses.
We'll be right back.
20th birthday celebrations there for Hungarian band Besho Drum, whose goal has always been to bring their own no-holds-barred interpretation of East European and Balkans music to the world's dance floor. Although these days they're bringing it more to the individual dance floors of our own living rooms via radio and CD, in this case their album, 20, which celebrates two decades as a band. And I have to say that over that time, Besho Drum's music has certainly not become any less frenetic, confrontational or exciting, which probably goes for the band itself, not just their sound. They've got an incredible amount of ex-band members. But, you know, a bit of dissent here and there probably keeps everybody on their toes. Now, today, we're paying tribute to drummer Tony Allen, who died just over a week ago on April the 30th, and who was revered not just within the Afrobeat scene that he helped create, but also by the many, many other musicians he inspired. In a moment, broadcaster and promoter Max Reinhardt, who knew Tony for over 20 years, is going to be speaking to us. But first, here's a track chosen by Max. It's Fela Kuti, featuring, of course, Tony Allen on drums.
Do my part, I'll be human being like you, yeah. I listen. I be civil servant, and I do my part. Without me, everything goes cut off a town.
Never mind, I do my part, I do my thing like you.
I be doctor, I be lawyer. Without me, you go die, you go for a jail.
Never mind, I do my part, I do my thing like you.
I do sing, I do dance, I do paint. Without me, you no go happy at all.
Never mind, I do my part, I do my thing like you.
I do for court, I do judge a case. Without me, policeman go lucky for life.
Never mind, I do my part, yeah. I do my thing like you.
Never mind, I do my part, I'm a human being like you. Hey. I listen. Oh. Now listen, yeah. I listen. I like what they rule, like one year ball. We want your year wind to get blow from one year corner. Now listen, ha ha ha. For one abu, them go know so you be labra, oh. They go love you till you die. My gift should not get eye for back, yo. For one abu. Them go know so you be civil servant, yo. Go start up on your buffalo. For one of them,
for jail. You go dance and pay for sell. Father, I charge you for you go. Yeah, party, man. Falagwa, them no get respect for human beings. Them no know say you get blood like them. Them go send them duck to bite you. Them go send them duck to bite you. Them go point them gun for your face. The gun with them take your money to buy. They don't put my head with them gun. The gun with them take my money to buy. Them go don't show you and take your statement from you.
Fela Kuti from 1974 there, featuring, of course, the inimitable sound of drummer Tony Allen. And that track was chosen for us by broadcaster and music critic Max Reinhardt, who's joining us from London to tell us more. Max, what is it about that track that made you pick it?
Well, there you can see Afrobeat still in formation, but how Tony leads the band and, in a way, is the band. You can hear that he's polyrhythmic drumming, that when he comes in, he brings in the horns. But you can also hear that there's a percussion ensemble, there are congas, there are claves, there are lots of other drums, and he is sort of part of a drumming community which he's leading. So it's, if you like, it's a very communal form of work. I mean, I could have chosen a drum solo, you know, Open and Close has got a 2-minute drum solo on it, and that's a bit earlier. But that isn't what Tony did. Tony wasn't a grandstanding drummer. That isn't the nature of the way he drums, nor is it the nature of West African drumming. So even though he is a kick drum master, and I think stands against anybody in the world and is a world figure, his roots are West African, and there you can quite clearly hear that he's both embracing those roots and taking it on somewhere else.
And absolutely central to the sound of the band, as you said. And also, you mentioned earlier about that track we just heard was kind of in the beginning stages of Afrobeat emerging. Could you just give us a bit more detail about Tony's contribution to the Afrobeat sound?
Well, everybody, I think including Fela, has said there would be no Afrobeat without Tony. And in fact, I'd just like to quote a bit from the autobiography because Tony tells it better. He says, I developed the drumming concept for Afrobeat from many things that I heard while I was growing up, and now I was starting to put it all together. This is around 1972, 1973, when they're back from the United States. It was a fusion of beats and patterns. There was high life. There was local Yoruba music like Apala and Sakara. There was jazz. There was Western popular music like funk and R&B. There was Atilogwu, which is an Igbo dance from the east of Nigeria. There was also some of the traditional music from Ghana that you could hear in the fishing villages in Lagos in the early days, like Panlogo and Agbaza. And we also know from this book that he used to play with as a kid or as a teenager with local Apala groups. So Tony was always local, and yet he was always reaching out for something else.
Max, you knew Tony Allen since the 1990s, both as a journalist and a promoter. Did you see his style changing very much over this time?
Yeah, he never stood still. But after a down period, you know, a lost weekend, well, maybe a lost decade, in Paris, he began to have a whole renaissance. And it was partly to do with the whole electronic music and dance scene. But anything he touches can turn to gold. I remember somebody had a kind of pickup band, Anglo-Nigerian band. This is maybe 2002, 2003. And, you know, they were playing a bit of Afrobeat and it sounded pretty good. And I went to hear them in Shoreditch. And for two numbers, Tony came along and joined them. And it was like, you know, you were suddenly listening to the most amazing Afrobeat band that you'd ever heard. And then he left and kind of the level went back down a bit. So he had become, if he hadn't always been with Fela, he had become somebody who could now work in any context and make it magical. His passing is a huge loss, and yet I mean, what a blessing to die in such a place where he was probably the happiest he'd ever been. He was working right across the board in jazz, in Nigeria, in local music, and very few people die at a peak at the age of 80, or nearly 80. And I just think he's a blessed figure.
Water No Get Enemy from Fela Kuti and Africa 70, featuring drummer and musical director Tony Allen, who died on April the 30th, aged 79, and whose uplifting, syncopated and hypnotic rhythms influenced musicians around the world. And we've got a clip now of Tony Allen talking just a few months ago to BBC World Service, recalling the first time he met Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti?
I hear that.
That was it. Was the first person that really made me see music in a different directions. I wanted to, when I started playing drums, I saw this magazine, jazz magazine. In the middle of it, there was two pages written there by Max Roach of what was missing for me, and it was the hi-hats. Oh, yeah. Then I said, yeah, this is a good challenge for me. Let me go and work this out with what I was doing before. Mm. 2 months, I worked on that. When I applied it to the high life now, my movement became different. Okay. And then other drummers looking at me like he's mad. They come to ask me, Tony, what are you doing? Until when Fela came now, and then he wanted to play jazz.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do high life, you know. He started, you know, auditing different guys, different drummers in the country. He tested about four of them, and after he said, oh, no. Disappointed, said there's no drummer in this country. And then the bass player that played the same band with me said, you never tried Tony Allen? He said, oh, they said you can play jazz. I said, yes. He said, okay, audition now. We went to the NBC. He was working at the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation.
Okay.
So I said, okay, then. When he decides to play High Life,
yeah,
he would like me to be this drummer. He called it High Life Jazz. Mm-hmm. The music still remained as High Life Jazz until when we arrived in the States. Now made it to be known as Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Late Tony Allen talking a few months back to World Service for their Music Life programme. Now, in a couple of minutes, we'll be hearing from keyboard player Deli Sasimi, one of the last musicians to have worked with Tony just before the lockdown. From the 2011 album 37th State, here's Alaye from Deli Sasimi and Tony Allen. Alaye. That's Tony Allen with Dele Sasimi. And Dele Sasimi is joining us now from London. Dele, you're there. I can see you on the video screen.
Yes, hi.
With your beard.
I've grown this since the 12th and 13th of April when I last saw Dr. Tony Allen. I call him Dr. Tony Allen because he's a PhD holder. For want of a better way to, you know, address him in the proper terms of his wealth of knowledge of Afrobeat and the rest of it when it comes to the music he's left us with.
So that was very recently that you were working with him. How was that?
Now, on hindsight, I look back and it was like there was a finality in nearly everything up until the last day on the 14th when I hugged him and said goodbye to him. He went back to Paris. You know, we spoke many times on the phone, and we spoke on Tuesday before the Thursday he died. There was some kind of finality in every action. It's like, you know, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. And the last things he said to me was like, look, I've done my SH, you know, I've done, and I have been doing it, and I love doing it. But you know what? When it's my time and I go, that's it. It's left to you guys, man. And now looking back, I'm like, wow, wow. As if he knew.
Because he really was at the top of his game, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he looked like he was going to go on forever. And you know what? I don't know if I'm right. I blame this lockdown. Because if he was not on lockdown, he probably would have been busy, active, playing. He had a number of performances in his diary that were cancelled. So he's been in lockdown, he's been at home.
It's a hard time. It's a hard time for musicians when you can't actually do what you're meant to do. But tell me a little about what Tony Allen was like to work with as a musician. What did it feel like when you were playing music with him?
He was just the most naturally gifted drummer, first of all, then musician. One who understands groove, who can groove, he knows how to pull, to rein you in, to release you, to accompany you, to caress you, especially when it comes to improvisational aspect of the music we played together. When you're improvising what we normally refer to as taking a solo, he's there cajoling you, speaking to you, encouraging you, edging you on, and it's like reining you in when it looks like you're about to fall off the edge, even if you were doing it intentionally and he has an opinion that, man, you're going too far. He has subtly reined you in with his subtle inflections on either his brushwork or his work on his cymbals, work on his hi-hats, or the way he just plays a flurry of very subtle, delicate patterns, and you'd be like, you'd just be reminded, oh yeah, behave yourself, you know. he was a genius. I mean, for me, I'm going to miss him. I never believed that he would just kick it just so quick like that. Pew! And it's...
Dele, I know this is going to be a hard thing to do in a few words, but could you, or how could you sum up Tony Allen's contribution to African music?
He's one of the most adventurous, most humble, very happy to share his knowledge. A classic example is the last performance of Africa 70, which was at the Berlin Jazz Festival. So if you look at songs like VIP, if you listen to the communication between Dr. Tony's playing on his drums and even fella's speech, you will hear subtle inflections, you know, from his playing, where he plays a break or he puts a stab or he tinkles on the bells or on the hi-hats, you know. Everything is there. It's pure communication, and there's visual and oral. So that was the completeness of his abilities to watch, inflect, push, pull, drive, you know, thunder can strike, rain can patter, snowflakes can, you know, everything. But yeah, you know, in a nutshell, irreplaceable gem.
Money get the power, it come talk nonsense. Why?
I don't know.
You don't know. Money get the power, it come cheat person. Why?
I don't know.
You
don't know. Money get the power, it comes till morning. Why?
I don't know.
You don't know anything at all. You this my brother. Try this one. Him no no hungry people. Him no no jobless people. Him no no homeless people. Him no no suffering people. Him go the ride best car. Him go the chop best food. Him go the live best house. Him go the water for road. You go the come out for road for him. Him go the steal money. He be wrong man.
Fela Kuti and Africa 70 with VIP, recorded at Berlin Jazz Festival in 1978. It's so great to hear musician Dele Sasimi talking about Tony Allen's contribution to that track. We've got one more track in our Tony Allen tribute coming up at the end of the programme. You're listening to Music Planet, I'm Catherine Tickell, and time for some more new releases now. Let's hear a couple of tunes from Will Pound, who set a bit of a challenge for himself recently to learn 27 tunes. One from each of the different EU member states. I'm going to play you the track Slovakia, Slovenia from the resulting album A Day Will Come. And Will took the album title from a speech made by Victor Hugo back in 1849, where he spoke of a united Europe and the disappearance of frontiers from maps and prejudices from hearts. You're about to hear Will Pound on solo harmonica, or Muthi, as we call it here in Northumberland.
Thank you.
Virtuoso harmonica playing from Will Pound. You can find that on Will's new album, A Day Will Come, which was released yesterday. And we've had insider information that it will be a top of the world pick in the new Songlines magazine, which comes out later this month. Next week here on Music Planet, we'll hear about the winners of this year's Songlines Music Awards. But right now, I'm heading northwards to Sweden and the fiddle playing of Lena Jonsson. On the way, we'll be stopping off in the Scottish Highlands with the trio Salt House. This song is from their brand new album, Tuam, and the words are based on an old Danish ballad.
It was the young man William, he rode the summer shade to pay his faith to Elsie, the rosy little maid. He paid his faith to Elsie and sealed with the red, red gold. But ere a month had come and gone, he lay in the kirkyard mould. It was the little Elsie, her heart was clay cold. Young William, he heard her moan from his bed in the kirkyard mould. Up rose William with his coffin on his back, and walked by night to Elsie's bower, all through the forest black, all through the forest black. Then knocked he with his coffin, he knocked and twirled the pin. Rise up, my bonnie Elsie, Lil, and let thy lover in. Answered little Elsie, so worn and pale and thin. She openeth the chamber door and lets the dead man in, and lets the dead man in. His dew-dripping ringlets she combs with comb of gold, and aye for every lock she curls there falls a teardrop cold. Listen, dear young William, listen, dearest mine, I visit with thee on thy ground, in that dark grave of thine, in that dark grave of thine. Whenever thou art smiling, when thy bosom gladly glows, my grave in yonder dark kirkyard is hung with leaves of rose. Whenever thou art weeping, and thy dreadful sadness reigns, my grave in yonder dark kirkyard is filled with living pain, is filled with living pain.
Little Elsie, her heart was
was chilly cold. And ere a month had come and gone, she lay in the kirkyard mould. She lay in the kirkyard mould.
From a small village called Järvsö in Hälsingland in Sweden, that's Lena Jonsson and her trio. Lena's played the fiddle since she was 6 years old, and she wrote the tune you just heard after sitting with her parents, going through old photos and finding one of three likely-looking lads in the middle of a forest with a pile of logs. And on the back it just said, Ralpershguben Sjötime, which means kind of old man Ralpa drives timber. And that was enough. Lena took those words as the title and composed the tune. It's the opening track of her new and very lovely album, Stories from the Outside. Another new release now, this time recorded in northern Mali, some Tuareg desert music from Al Bilali, Sudan. And this is a bit of an improvisational tour de force of traditional rhythms and scales. The stringed instrument that you're about to hear, the tehadent, has played its role in Tuareg life for centuries. Lots of the modern Tuareg bands are now using electric guitars, but to my ears there's something really special about that naturally slightly distorted sound of the tehadent. Abelo Yatara is the group leader. He lives in Timbuktu, and his family have performed this music for generations. So he's on lead tehadent and vocal, and he's joined by his cousin on calabash percussion, and his son and his uncle on tehadent, bass Théodent, and backing vocals. This is Djaba from the album Tombouctou.
Thank you.
From the Golan Heights, that was Tutar with Baby from their album Migrant Birds, which is due out at the end of the month. You're listening to Music Planet on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, speaking to you from my makeshift studio at home in Northumberland. I wish you could see it. I've made a little den in the spare room with duvets propped up on a clothes drying rack. It's all very high tech. And I'm going to be back in here again next week, speaking to producer Ian Brennan, who's responsible for so many of the wonderful albums we've featured over the years. He'll be telling us about his latest project, Funeral Songs, recorded live and on location in northern Ghana. But for this week, I'm going to leave you with one final tribute to the late Tony Allan, the musician who Brian Eno called perhaps the greatest drummer who ever lived. This is We've Landed from the album Rejoice, recorded with Hugh Masekela in 2010, and completed with Tony Allan in the summer of last year.
Bobo, Ishe Lurilu Fishi.
The South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela performing with Nigerian drummer Tony Allen, ending Music Planet. It was introduced by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Roger Short. Next here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamoke Fashola, and on the show today, an exclusive home session from the revered US pianist Fred Hirsch. But we'll kick off with new music from bassist Omer Avital's group, Quantar. From their album New York Paradox, this is Shabazi.